Yeah.
Nice. Okay, I think we'll go. Yeah.
So do we have some we have them on there?
Okay.
Where is the love?
Now I gotta start. I'm gonna put it out to the radio now.
Yeah.
Okay. Streamer, Icecast. Connect.
No, I mean
enough.
705.
I'm gonna be leaving you guys in the middle, like at 7 o'clock.
But thanks for letting us know.
Thanks for coming.
I'm gonna give you some info so we can somehow connect, because this is up my alley. I feel like I found my family. I'm a long lost child.
Well, let us know. That'd be great.
He's an educator.
Educator.
Perfect.
We might need
I would
to
love
get
to.
You to change that.
Yeah. Let us know.
Yeah, it'd be cool if it was educator. You know what I'm saying?
It is.
No, it's a Y, actually.
In what way would it be cool?
It would be cool because it'd be the capital G in there, like Yo G.
Edgy.
Exactly.
OG.
Like,
OG.
Exactly.
Okay. And we are on.
As always.
On the air? Right
yes,
now?
We are on the air. DS106 Radio. This is Jim Groom coming to you live from Baruch. For the second week, we have a lineup here. We have people in a room, and we're ready to dance. We have people a minute or two. Mikhail's going to get this thing started.
Do you want to play a tune or something?
But I will play a tune. Let me see if I could find it. This is the start-off tune.
Who's got? You need to mute your Twitter alerts if you can.
I don't. Those aren't mine.
Whose Twitter alerts are you on?
Okay.
But I don't have it. I don't have Twitter alerts.
He doesn't have Twitter alerts.
What do you want?
We want to turn off the Twitter alert tone.
Okay.
No, he's the only person that's plugged into the audio.
Okay.
So
I'll check on that.
From your laptop?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So how are we doing the audio capture for the whole thing? Just
my laptop too. I have an archive.
He is.
Well, I know that, but how are you able to hear all these dudes on there?
Hopefully they'll be able to.
I'll walk up towards a.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
CD sounds. Yeah, it's just got his audio. You have your speaker on, man. Just can't see
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Turn
your speaker on. Got it. I'm locked in. So I'm gonna play a song real quick while we
nice.
Get ready.
It should probably be a New York scene theme song.
Okay.
We're
going to
bring the audio
log
to our station.
Down.
If you
don't want to
be involved in that.
To do. Like a fun cage.
Why
I
don't
know
you're here. Until Tom starts taking pictures of everyone. And put your name
up. Go down. Okay. But that's not working with the built-in outboard. Yeah.
You guys say something because I'm listening.
I yes.
Hello, everyone. Did you hear my audio?
It's like 3 hours
away. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, what happened there?
Oh, yeah, you can hear it.
Yeah.
I heard you fine.
Great.
Okay.
I heard myself back here.
I think we'll give a couple more minutes because a couple more people are coming. And
good.
Yeah. We had promise of coffee, but that's apparently not
going to
carry on.
There it is.
Oh,
yay.
Okay, good.
Hey,
I love you.
Time.
You're bringing me down.
Thank
okay.
you.
What's
up?
Yeah.
We'll do it,
Sweet. Okay. All right, DS106 Radio, we got coffee in the room, and we are kind of warming up here. We'll go in probably a minute or two, so lock in. Also, I'm going to test the video.
What's that?
I'm going to test the video.
Oh, okay.
So we might get some double audio right
okay.
now. So don't mind us doing the whole vertical and the horizontal thing.
Big part of DIY radio is futzing.
Yeah, we probably don't.
We don't need that.
Yeah.
I don't think that.
Yeah, and special thanks to David Kernahan for being awesome. Yeah. There it is.
Your own mic, Tom?
Awesome.
You're not using this mic.
Yeah. Okay.
DTLT Today TV, DS106 TV, we see you. We're watching you. Awesome. It's working fine, Tom. Okay, good.
Yes, hydrated.
Big fan of us. I've always loved you.
So, when we talk, she made me stand up. Oh, I took your hand.
Okay, good. There we go. There we go.
Oh, yeah. You can hear all the way back to the back of the room.
Really?
On the radio.
It's
yeah.
That clear?
Yeah, it's that clear. You want to listen and go back? Sounds awesome. Walk around. Go back there and say something all the way back to the back of the room. Can you not read my DMs, please? Okay. Can you not read my direct
We should have put, I won't read.
Oh, my love notes, are you kidding me?
One, two, three. Let's count a little fast. We got 6 seconds.
Yes, it's
maybe,
okay, so I have the audio and video all set. So he goes, and then your slides are ready. So you just come here, pop, 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 pop. You're on, the radio's on, you have no problems at that. You go through your slides.
Can I see
talk.
The slides with us?
Cool. I think I got everything. Right?
No, is that Grant's going to speak on those slides or not?
Oh, wow, Scott.
Scott,
I was going to show the technology.
I know,
but
he's going to speak from the tech slides.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get moving.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna go on the other end, okay?
Is it going to stop, Jim? Or is it going
to... We're playing with the latency.
Is it going
to...
Is it iTunes, Jim?
Exactly.
iTunes?
YouTube.
Did
you check now for getting on it? Did you check now for getting on it?
I'm going to watch the video. You're
not.
But.
Okay. Hi, folks. Is everyone good? Okay, okay. My name is Mikhail Grishovich. I am the director of the Bernardo Schwartz Communications Center here at Purdue College. And we're interested in exploring emerging technologies and how we might use them in the classroom. So we convened the session today to share with you web streaming technologies.
Oh. And the next topic.
Yeah.
That's why I want to play during the exam. My students
yeah,
know.
Yeah. Yeah. So Michael's helping me out here.
Oh, is it?
But,
no, it's not.
We've been playing around with a few of us,
no,
and
it's not.
Actually all over North America,
yeah,
and some of us in Japan and Korea and Australia and New Zealand, is web streaming technology that is essentially free. And not free, they're very, very low cost. And we've been playing around with this, and we've learned a bunch of stuff and want to share with you. On the one hand, how you do it, what we've learned from doing it, and the community that's developed from this experiment, which some of the cast characters is here today. So the experiment that we are involved in is DS106 Radio. This is a web radio station, an ad hoc web radio station, that was put together for a course called DS-106. And DS-106 was a course originally taught at the University of Mary Washington by Jim Grimm, who's there in the back, futzing with the technology, and has since expanded to CUNY, New York College, under Michael Smith, and also to was it the University of Tokyo, University of Japan in Tokyo, by a guy named Scott Lockman, who's teaching a version of it there. And so this is an open course. It is it's open insofar as anyone can participate, anyone can comment on student work, anyone can contribute to the assignments, anyone can produce work for the course. The radio station developed as part of this course when Grant Potter, who we'll talk about technology in a minute, said, well, how about a radio station, guys? And Jim said, great idea. And from there, this radio station, DS-106 Radio, was born. And most of us use free software like Nicecast or Ladiocast, which is another free software. With this, we're able to produce what you can call professional sounding radio program. And that's something that allows us to play DJ. And part of the appeal of this for me personally is that it allows me to fulfill the dream of being a radio DJ. And I can do that very, very simply. And the more I think about it, the more I see applications for teaching and learning. One of the ideas, and we'll talk more about this, is that when you put a microphone in front of someone, you say you're live on the radio, they automatically change the way that they speak because now they imagine an audience. They imagine an audience, and they imagine their own role in relation to that audience. And I think this is very, very powerful for those of us who are interested in teaching public speaking in other forms of oral communication. So we'll talk more about that in a minute. Jim, I'm missing a slide here. The Glen Eagle slide?
No,
sure. No? Okay, it's not there.
It flew away.
It's what?
It flew away.
Okay, my bad. So one of the ways in which the potential of this medium really hit me and those of us here on the panel is when we listen to a live concert that was played by a music program in a school in Vancouver. High school in Vancouver, and one of the teachers who ran the music program set up a laptop and a microphone and streamed the entire concert live to people across North America and in Japan. And he was able to capture a recording of the concert using, again, a laptop and a cheap microphone and impressed the heck out of his administration and the parents and the students in the school. And the potential for what you can do with this technology is in a sense daunting, right? That here is a music program that had no real means of recording the concert, no plans to record the concert, and they were able to stream it live essentially across the world using free software and very limited technology. We can all do this. This is something that's very easy, and you can have your own radio station, and in a bit you'll find out how. So with that, let me turn it over to Grant Potter, who will talk about the technology behind it, and then we'll kind of start rolling with the other stuff.
Okay, so this had its birth in a tweet, like a lot of things do sometimes. But back in January, Brian Lamb at the University of British Columbia and Jim were tossing back some ideas on Twitter, and I happened to be in Vancouver doing some work, and I saw the tweet. I said, we should do this radio station idea, and I look at that, and I went, oh yeah, that we should definitely pursue this. How would one do that online, web radio station? So I started digging around, and there's a couple different proprietary ways you can do it, but there's actually some really robust open source platforms that allow you to do this. So dig a little further, find out there's this platform called Icecast, which is just, it has been around for years. It's certainly not new. It's 15 years now or more. There's tens of thousands, if you search in my indexes online, tens of thousands of web radio stations. So there was that piece. It was just a matter of sort of finding some software to get it online. But that didn't really feel that interesting. I wanted something more. There'd be huge gaps in between people going on the radio. You're not going to be able to staff a radio station, right? A web radio station. So what I did, I looked at ways that people could make playlists or collections of some music and share it on this radio station in between the moments that people could be on live or wanted to go on. So I used a service called Dropbox. I mean, most of you probably heard of that one. And there's another service called Drop It To Me. And it allows you to set up a really simple screen, a place where you can upload a file, and it goes into your Dropbox. So I ponied up for a bigger space. I got 50 gigs of space. And I would allow people, anybody, to just share some music. It could be their own music. It could be some a collection, a zip file, like an archive, some of their faves. So I got that going, and after that, I looked at ways that we could do some sort of scripting or some sort of like something called the auto DJ, something that would take all these files that people were uploading and put them in some sort of rotation. Right. So once I get that out of the gate, and this was on a Saturday morning. Sometimes Saturday, I think it was on a Sunday morning. I said, "Hey, this is up. If people want to share some of their favorite music, upload it, and then we'll start this." We'll start sharing some music on our radio station. And it took off. I think we had 270 music files on the first day. Collections, people were told, like, put collections of songs together that would tell a story. So, 10 tracks, in some sort of order that, sort of put this narrative together through music, which was really interesting. So, and that went for a few days. And then I started digging around with it and looking at ways that people could go online easily. And I found the software that was mentioned, Nicecast, and put a couple things in my blog. This is how you go on and play live. One of the first things I did on live, I'm a vinyl collector, and I hooked up my turntable to my laptop and started playing records online. So it's like the real DJ, the disc jockey, right? So I started playing. That was part of my live show, and I would go through it. And my show was called B Sides. I only play side B of the record. I wouldn't play side A. So. I did that for a little while, and then I started digging further to see how can we use our mobile devices to get on the radio. Turns out there's an app for that. I can't believe I just did that. There is an application that allows you to go live on our web radio station, and it's called Papaya, and it's actually some guy in Spain, I think, that manages that.
Yeah,
I think, right? So anyway, and it turned out, it started out being 99 cents. That's fairly, affordable. So I want to post that on that. Hey, you guys, anybody have an iOS device, you can go live to the radio. Sure enough, we have 5-6 people. Zach in California goes to a deer hoof show, and he broadcasts in actually surprising quality this, deer hoof show from somewhere, where is he?
Sacramento.
Was it Sac? Yeah, so he's on a 3G network broadcasting, and I tuned into the radio, I thought it was a live recording, someone playing a live recording. No, he's standing there in the audience with his hand out with his device broadcasting this. So, and of course, when people started to discover this, people started doing really great stuff, going out into the communities, going out to events, talking through their experiences. They're at this event, you hear all this ambient sound coming through as they're walking around. Gina does some really cool streeter type things where she's walking around and describing what she's seeing, the smells, and you hear all the sounds that are coming in. So really interesting stuff. And then the next iteration, that's a technical iteration, and I'll sort of pass the mic on to somebody else to talk about something non-technical. I wanted to find ways that there was no Android way to do things. If you had an El Cheapo phone, there was no way. You need a smartphone. You need a really expensive phone. You need a data plan. I'm Canadian. Data plan, to pay them in gold. Right? So I needed to find a fairly affordable way for people to go on the radio without having to spend too much money. So I looked into using an open source private brands exchange. So basically, it's like a VoIP server, like Skype, but you run your own sort of little exchange. And there are modules that you can configure in this on the server that will go directly up to the radio station. So basically, when someone calls, it will say, "Welcome." Right now it just says, "I can't remember exactly." Well, welcome. You've connected. Please say your name and press the pound key. You press the pound key and you're on the air. So and you can do that. What I did, I hooked it up to a toll free number. So you can call the toll free number from you know, your, you know, X-File Season 1 model phone, you know, if you have old phone and you're in, you don't have any data plan or anything, you still connect to the radio. The great thing about this is a conference call. So, I'm not going to ruin the seat because we have a little piece of audio about that later. So we'll play it. You'll hear a little bit about that later. But on the conference call, we can support up to 5 people at the same time. So if you wanted to do a call-in show, you had a colleague, and you had two extensions, you're talking to each other, you could, you know, put the call out to your students and say, okay, we're live on the air. If you have any grapes to make your course, please call in 1-888. You know, you could have your, you know, grape session on the radio. Or you can use it in a range of ways, right? I actually went down to Occupy Wall Street and see if I could get people actually use it as a, like, you know, if they have the human microphone. I said, well, we could use the citizen mic, you know, this mic that you can be a toll, either by a toll-free payphone. We just get people stories from events like that, not necessarily that, only that one, but any kind of ad hoc gathering, you can use these types of media to gather those stories on the fly just in time. All right, so that's the tech talk from me. Who's up next?
I got some things to do with audio. Now, this isn't actually Gina. I don't know if you want to introduce this part. Last night on Twitter, we had a whole bunch of people. I mean, this is one small part of DS-106 Radio. DS-106 Radio is a distributed community all over the world. Japan, England, you name it, Indonesia, I mean, New Zealand, people really all over the world who are DJs and who are active kind of participants of the community. So, Gina, last night you made a call out. You want to describe that call, and then I'll start playing some of those tunes.
Yeah, last night I just started tweeting out to some folks who contribute frequently to the station, both through music and DJing and during live broadcasts, and I asked them if they would record either audio or video file, basically testifying to their experience with DS-106 Radio and radio, this DIY freeform radio in general as a learner, but also describe and talk about maybe their vision or potential they see for it as an educator. Because interestingly or not, just about, I would say, you know, 99% of everyone involved in this endeavor with us are educators, either in higher ed or K-12. And that's just, I believe, a happenstance because it the inception of it was within an institution. So overnight, we got a handful of people. I think we ended up with 6 clips.
That's right.
And we're going to share them with you as paying homage to our community and also providing a space for those who can't be with us here today to speak their piece about their experience with the radio station. So we're going to start out with a video, actually.
Yeah, so this is the video. This is the only video. And this is Tim, tell me again about my eyes. Oh.
When the 6 radio got started, it wasn't that easy to broadcast on the radio. So there was at least one mobile application that we figured out, but for the most part, you had to find these desktop applications with all these settings. It wasn't an easy thing. So it's very often that trying to get people onto the radio meant having to work with them. And so one of the pillars of DS-106 Radio is that it's okay to fool around, it's okay to fuss, and it's okay to screw up. And it's this environment that says that's okay. And as a learner, and you know, as an educator, I think it's important to know that, to tell your students that, and be able to say it's okay to fail. That's the important thing for me about DS-106 Radio and that environment, is that it's a group of people that says, come in here, it's okay. It's okay to screw up, it's okay to figure things out. We want you to do that because that's how amazing things are made. And it's that environment that allows that to happen.
Right? Like, aren't you expecting to see, like, some poor kid in Africa come and, like, give us money now? Like, it's just, like, so well framed, right? It's like,
yeah. I mean, you know, he's
funded,
right?
So,
Tim Owens is an instructional technologist at the University of Mary Washington.
Yeah,
he's thanks to him, we're able to stream tonight's talk live via video.
Yeah, he does a whole bunch of stuff, kind of following in Grant's footsteps, but for video. So we're kind of parallel development. So that's one, and that whole idea of futzing is huge. Here's another one. This is one of our DJs from Tokyo, Japan. This is Scott Lockman, also known as Scott Lowe.
So I was asked to share my thoughts, my reflections, my ideas about the DS-106 Radio. I find myself hard-pressed to come up with directing the show.
Whoa.
Thank you. Certainly that everything you've heard thus far is absolutely true. It's a collection of eclectic and creative people who have found a way to use relatively simple technology in completely new ways to share, connect, collaborate, have fun. Boundaries, push the boundaries, explore. So that's all well and good. It's more than well and good. It's incredible. It's an exciting thing just to be a part of. But until you've ventured into the experience of DS-16 Radio, it probably doesn't make a lot of sense. So I don't know that I have the persuading, or the ability to properly describe what it's all about. You've heard a lot already, and it's up to you to make the decision.
Okay, so we'll see if you make that decision by the end of the talk. And Scott Lowe is great, because Scott Lowe came to us, and when he did, he had the radio voice. He teaches radio in Japan. He actually is a professor there. And so he actually came and he knew the style, and we were learning from him as he was going. And he's very self-deprecating online and woe is me, but he's also got this unbelievable style, laying the bed, posting to the stuff I've never heard of. So it's actually like while we're listening to him, we're also learning how to work in the medium. And it was really kind of he was a great gift, I think, to DS-106 Radio, because he's such a talented radio personality. And so we have another. This is the DS-106 Radio archivist. This is Julia Forsyth. And here's her take on DS-106 Radio.
From Baruch College, it's Julia Forsyth here. I am so pleased to talk about DS-106 Radio, because if you remember, it's going to go in the conversation. I've been listening since January, since the inception, and I work in teaching. So my framework, my entire approach to listening has been about teaching and learning. And when I first started listening, it was a lot of people had uploaded files, and I found that it was this really awesome experience of people uploading and sharing files and remixing their files. So we were called collaborators, making all this content together. And the live sessions I found were extremely profound, especially. I remember one night I was supposed to go leaving from work, and I think it was a live session of DS-106, the class. And Jim was in the class physically with the students, and we had guest lecturers Skype in, and I think it was called John Alexander. And I just remember feeling like I didn't have to log in, I didn't have to report that I'm here, I can just listen, and I can learn without any of those at this overhead. And I was so moved by that feeling of being there but not necessarily having to be there, that reminded me of the Bush parentings to go to high school.
And what she was talking about there, I'm not sure how much you heard about it, but this is actually kind of important. Because DS-106 Radio, part of the idea of it built out of, we wanted an alternative to Blackboard and Illuminate. Illuminate was kind of the standard, gold standard for having conferences of online courses where people come in and they have this course space. Well, what she's talking about right there, and I think it really hits the point, is Grant, Brian Lamb, all of us wanted an alternative to those kind of locked-in systems, and we wanted something that anyone could simply tune into and listen to what was happening in the class and then engage in it on Twitter, on their own blog, wherever, but use the radio to really kind of frame this distributed space. And Julia's idea here that she could just tune in, find out what was happening in this class or beyond it, was a really big part of how DS-106 Radio came as an alternative to traditional kind of conference spaces on something like Blackboard. So that's an actually important point. Here's another DS-106 Radio kind of, I don't know, if there's no membership. This person just does it. I mean, it's not a member. I mean, these are people who come in and come out as they see fit, right? There's no like, oh, great, you're part of us, gabba gabba hey. Like, there's nothing, you know? It's like, you either do it or you don't. And so this is actually 1% Yellow. Her name is Leslie, and we're going to listen to her and her experience on DS106 Radio as well. There was Juliet. Sorry. I missed Leslie.
Turn up your...
You guys are amateurs.
We work at a radio station.
Always.
What's up? Almost.
There's also those
there.
Who think orally and being able to speak to someone in absence is invaluable. People aren't always available on Skype or don't necessarily even want to just talk to one person, or I don't know, there's been lots of times where I've called my friends and just rambled on and on about an assignment or something like that. What I was talking about. So to have that space where I'm